This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Coming up this hour, Chris Berg will be here from Point of View. We're going to talk with Eric Brittmeyer, who is a mental toughness and emotional intelligence expert. On his bio, it says former Marine. I didn't think there was such a thing as a former Marine, but that's what he said. We'll ask him. Coming up here in just a moment. Ross and Kenzel has been waiting to weigh in. We're going to get Ross in here with a quick comment, and I know we're doing something else. Bennett Breen will be here. Famous Native American artist. Stay tuned for that coming up on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. The news is all over the place. You have Nancy Pelosi spending her day saying that they are going to be introducing legislation on a War Powers Act to tie Trump's hands on Iran. Wouldn't that be nice? Why would we want to take out terrorists? My gosh. Oh, my. Today's Democratic Party. It's pretty incredible. So there's that, and there's much other things going on related to impeachment and other things. So a lot to cover on What's On Your Mind. No shortage of things to talk about. Ross in Kenzel, is it Kenzel, K-E-N-S-A-L? Where are you at?
Yep, you got it right, Scott.
Got it. What's on your mind today?
Well, we had a special school board meeting last night here in Kenzel. I'm just a community member. I'm not a board member or anything. But the SB 2265 bill was brought to our attention. There was a paragraph added to the bottom of that bill, which if you became just an elementary school post 2013 in 2020, 2021 school year, you'll lose your transition minimum amount state aid. Well, nobody caught this. I mean, our superintendents didn't catch this. Our financial consultants didn't catch this. There's three schools at this target, and it's Sawyer, Halliday, and ourselves. Basically, it takes about 75% of the state aid that we expected to get for next year, and it takes it completely away. If it wasn't for Brad Dick, who I believe is the only Class B superintendent on the State Board of Superintendents, he figured it out, called one of the soups at one of these schools and got the word out. Well, the problem is, we have a hard deadline of January 15th. This wasn't brought to our attention until the middle of December. And we have to have our co-ops in line, all that stuff in line. If we stay just as is and don't offer a high school next year, we lose all that aid and our doors are closed. I mean,
yeah, no, not good. Ross, I don't have the time to unpack this to the degree we need to, but I'm going to put you on hold, have Daniel get some information from you so I can get back in touch with you, and I promise we'll ask some legislative leaders and others to help us unpack this a little bit, find out what happened. I'm curious why that was in there to the degree it was, and if you say it only affects three schools, why was it written that way? I don't know. No, don't know enough about it, but hang on a sec, Ross, and we'll get you some information. We'll get some information from you, rather, about how best to do that. Thank you, Kenzel. Thank you, Ross, rather, in Kenzel. Sutzman County, and sounds like a little further up north. And to the west is where this will affect, so we'll check into that for sure. Our next guest is a mental toughness, emotional intelligence expert, a U.S. Marine as well, retired. Eric Brittmeyer's with us. Eric, how are you doing?
Scott, I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you joining us today on the program. Is America mentally tough today anywhere near to the degree that it was, say, I don't know, I think of the Greatest Generation, but it seems to me we're going the wrong direction, aren't we?
Hey, we sure are, Scott. And one thing I have to mention, I heard here just a minute ago, you talked about the former Marine. It is acceptable to be a former Marine. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine.
All right.
You can take the Marine out of the Corps, can't take the Corps out of the Marine.
You're not that once a leatherneck, always a leatherneck? You're not buying that?
Once a Marine, always a Marine. I bleed green. I'm very hardcore, pro-military, pro-Marine Corps. I love my Corps, but I just love anybody in uniform. So I just wanted to make sure we clarified that. I'm a former U.S. Marine, once a Marine, always a Marine. In reference to your question about the mental toughness piece, yeah, our nation right now, Scott, and this is what I speak on, our nation is what I call drunken emotion. I mean, we're just so jacked up in an emotional state of mind that we're not capable of thinking logically. They're inversely related, EQ and IQ. They're inversely related, and emotions and logic are inversely related. So as you become more emotional, you become less logical. And when I refer to being drunk in emotion, what I mean is when you're so overcome with emotion, you're not capable of seeing things for truly the way they are. Our nation is drunk in emotion. Our whole political environment is drunk in emotion. We really have no ability to even see things for what they truly are. It's like our subjective perceptions are totally overriding our objective observations. So our whole nation is intoxicated right now in emotion.
How does that happen?
It happens when we don't understand that we're getting emotional, when we allow, and we've gotten to this point now where we're listening with our hearts instead of listening with our ears. So what we're doing is we're tugging on these strings. We're tugging on these emotion-based things. Look at anybody who does anything right now on the left. Everything is tied to a feeling. You know, everything is tied to fear-based politics is what I call this. Never mind the facts. Let's just get rid of those facts. Let's get rid of all of this. We have people right now, especially, and where we are politically, we have people right now that we're so ensconced in our political beliefs, we're not capable of even saying what's right and wrong anymore. I mean, look at some of the things that are said. Look at all the anti-Semitic attacks. Look at all this anti-Semitism floating around right now. How many people do you see condemning that on the left? They refuse to do that. It's like, how can you not see what's wrong? How can you not call yourself out for that? And it's the whole hate for Trump as well. Everybody's delusionally hateful for what he's done. So what that translates into is we don't know right from wrong anymore. The fact that he's for it or against it, that means we're against it or for it, whatever's the opposite of him.
A lot of college campuses out there where you're asked to choose your pronoun when you enroll in school. Is that drunken emotion?
That's delusion. I mean, that's just, you know, there's lots of these studies that were done. There was actually one that was done at UC Berkeley not too long ago. They polled, I think it was 1,500 students on campus, and they asked them, and 25% of the students they polled said that they viewed some forms of speech to be an act of violence. So basically, 25% of the people walking that campus thought that if I said something they didn't like, that was equivalent to me punching them in the face. So when you start looking at that and looking at the mindset there and talking about the, go back to the pronouns, okay, that's not a manhole. It's a utility cover. It's not a mannequin. It's a peoplekin. I mean, what are we creating here? Just a bunch of coddled children. I catch a lot of slack for this, Scott. A lot of people give me a hard time for this. I do a lot of media. I catch a lot of slack for this. You want to fix a lot of these problems? Let's reinstitute mandatory military service. Okay, you're 18. You got to serve. You got 2 years to serve. It doesn't have to be a military type thing. It could be a national based something where they step outside of this. Everything's just given to me. I can say these things I have no clue about. Here, you're 18. Let's go serve for 2 years. You want to change in this country? You want to change in the belief system in this country? Have everybody serve when they're 18. You talk about major changes. That's I catch a lot of slack for that. People hate me for that. I'm a huge proponent for mandatory military service.
How much do you think social media contributes to this sort of national drunken emotion description that you have? How much of it is driven by the increase in the amount of people who get their news and spend most of their day and dialoguing, not with real people, but online with, comments back and forth and posts and all the rest?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's huge, Scott. I mean, it's all about social media more so than social interaction. I mean, when you want to peel this back, let's go back to where we are right now with our kids, with our children. I mean, there's no way they're not learning how to express their feelings. Children aren't given the opportunity to say, okay, this is how I feel. This is how I react to a feeling. Prior to social media, there were feelings that you had. There were things that you came across, whatever, but the real world required you to address these things. Now kids aren't being taught that. So with social media, again, hiding behind a keyboard, and it's detrimental to their brains. I call this systematic desensitization. Our kids especially have been systematically desensitized to anger, to violence. There was a study done, UC Riverside, that basically said by the time an average child reaches the age of 18, they've witnessed over 200,000 acts of violence via social media, television, 16,000 of which were murders. You can't tell me a child's brain does not get desensitized to those acts of violence if they're witnessing it 200,000 times. There's no argument to say that doesn't have detrimental effects on the brain.
My daughter, junior in high school, sent me a text this weekend. I'm at a hockey game. She's home. She said, are we going to have World War III? I'm like, What causes you to ask that question? Well, I've just seen a lot of talk about it on, you know, da da da. I said, well, send me whatever you're seeing that makes you think that. So she sends me a clip of some Yahoo on TikTok. And, you know, the video of, you know, app. And, you know, he's dancing, this 20-something guy, dancing. And he has a video of imams dancing in the background. And he says, me partying with my Iranian kidnappers so they don't end me. Hashtag WW3. You know, I want to puke when I see that. Because, you know, it's kind of funny. But it's also, this is where people think they get news. This is real to so many people.
It's creepy. I mean, it's downright creepy. Scott, I have 2 daughters as well. I have a senior in high school and a 10th grade in high school, and it's not funny you bring that up, but I got the same, what's up with World War III? You know, Daddy, you're in the Marine Corps. Like, what? And this, you know, this is another thing a lot of people don't know. You look at our current population right now, okay, just 0.4% of people living in the United States, just 0.4% are serving active duty. 7.2% in the United States are veterans. So you have 7.2% of the population that served this country. That's it. So when you talk about a generation or two generations that skipped, yeah, unfortunately, they don't get to, I can remember as a child sitting on my grandfather's lap.
That is a big difference. Hang on. More after the break. Don't go away, folks.
A trusted energy partner. A leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
I'm Elise Putlich of Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Putlich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Back on What's On Your Mind, heading for Frisco, Texas later this week, podcasting live Thursday and Friday. Well, Nate Tangway down with us, Steve Hallstrom. It's going to be great fun. And looking forward to the PetroServe USA studios are packing up right now. How many semis, Kevin, are we up to? Up to three semis?
I think that we're going to give Taylor Swift a run for her money.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I mean, game day has nothing on us. So that'll be down there. We're looking forward to that on Thursday and Friday. And it should be a lot of fun for the PetroServe USA studios and the Gate City Bank Bandcamp is a whole lot of fun. And, of course, four-time national champ Nate Tangway leading our broadcast. We're looking forward to the conversation very much on that. Also wanted to tell you that 24-7 we have the Be the Buffalo hotline. Folks in this part of the world know all about the Buffalo. You run into the storm. You go into the storm. That's what they do at Oasis Petroleum. That's why we're one of the top oil producers in North Dakota. Great place to work. Great bunch of folks. And they love North Dakota and that spirit of Be the Buffalo. So anybody you see that has that Be the Buffalo spirit, we want to know about it. You know, see something, say something. 855-200-1776. Back with more with Eric Ertmeyer, who is a mental toughness expert. And then Chris Berg in just a moment. I wanted to have you finish your point. First of all, Eric, on the military side of this, interesting story. I have some relatives in Norway by marriage, and I had a chance to visit with some of the younger members of the family that are high school age, and they have mandatory military service in Norway, but they also let you out of it for the most ridiculous reasons, and the kids know that, so it's not even really that serious. So it's kind of a joke. One reason I don't stay awake at night, or go to the extent of advocating as you do for mandatory military service, is that the military meets its targets. I mean, I think after 9/11 was the best example. I have friends who literally got age waivers to go into the Guard to serve after 9/11 when they knew darn well it would happen. So is it your take that if we don't have mandatory military service, we just continue down this path of being drunk on emotion and not have enough of a connection or skin in the game?
Well, it's about creating a common social fabric, something that brings everybody together, a camaraderie, if you want to call it that. Like, obviously, we're crazy extreme in the Marine Corps. We go way overboard with the camaraderie piece. But it's anybody who wears a uniform. We all bleed green. And that's the thing about the military that you're taught. You're taught that the person next to you is there. They've raised their right hand. They've sworn the same thing that you've sworn. They're there for the same reason you're there. It doesn't matter about race. It doesn't matter about beliefs. It doesn't matter where you came from. What matters is when things go down, do you have my back? That's all that matters. That's what the military teaches you. You get bunked with somebody you don't like. You know, you have to deal with it. Okay. You don't get along with this person. Deal with it. Suck it up. You learn the camaraderie piece, which is the biggest thing. So it's not about getting people to go in to increase numbers in the military, let's say. It's about getting kids to understand that what you have was not just given to you. Your grandfathers, your great-grandfathers, they died for this. As children, they're 17, 18 years old. They're going into battle because that's what they did. It was something that was bigger than themselves. We're missing that right now.
Very interesting. And, the website of the Selective Service this weekend supposedly was inundated with hits, largely, again, social media. Hey, the draft, what's the draft? You know, Googling and a search and going, maybe that's good, you know, to go to your point, you know, to say, hey, maybe, how can I serve? Hopefully.
Here's the thing about it too, Scott. I mean, what you learn in the military, you know what you get with a veteran, okay? Branch is irrelevant. You know what you get with a veteran. You're getting commitment, integrity, accountability, loyalty. It's a service before self. It's what you get from any veteran you ever meet. That's what you have. So when you talk about what kids are missing, there's no social fabric. So everybody's just going in 100 different directions. We live in this outrage culture where everything upsets us, everything makes us angry. It's making us miserable. We're hypersensitive to every. Look at the Golden Globes last night. People are losing their minds over what Ricky Gervais said. He was amazing. I don't know if you watched. Best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I saw the clip. I don't go through the brain damage of watching the whole thing, but the clip is hilarious. This guy's fantastic, and it takes a Brit to show a bunch of Americans to wake it up. But he could be a commercial for you, Eric. We appreciate you very much. And how can folks find out more about what you do?
My website's bestmentaltoughnessspeaker.com.
Eric Ertmeyer, mental toughness expert. We're concerned about America being drunk in emotion. Boy, are we. Thanks a bunch, Eric. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, Scott. Thanks, sir.
Chris Berg, A Point of View, is back, ladies and gentlemen, after a little holiday hiatus.
What?
He is the one, the only, host of POV on KX4 and West Dakota Fox every weekday evening. We missed you, brother.
Missed you too, man. It feels great to be back in the seat.
Kind of quiet news-wise, though. What are you going to talk about?
Boy, I don't know. There's really not much going on, is there? It's just, every day is a new storyline, more and more happening. So tonight we're going to have Jason Lewis on. He's running for Minnesota U.S. Senate. We'll be talking, obviously, about the situation with the IRGC, this Revolutionary Guard.
Wow. Very, 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 very interesting. What, while you were gone, what most made you crazy to not be, you know, in front of the camera talking about it?
Boy, that is a great question.
I know, because sometimes when you're away, you're like, oh, I just want to be with my, you know, fans. I want to be with my viewers and listeners and you know, coworkers and talk this through, right?
You know, I think there's a couple of things. One is sort of looking back on 2019 and what were the big stories, what were the things that didn't get enough coverage. I think it's always fun to look out into 2020 and you know, the year of vision. What can we expect to take place this year? What's going to happen? And, of course, now with the strikes and the killing of Soleimani, that's something that I think is critical to be talking about because of what's going on in the Middle East.
The year of vision. I just got that.
Really?
Am I slow to be on the year of vision bandwagon there, 2020? Kev, Todd, were you guys way ahead of me here or what?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe you should trademark that.
Yeah.
Chris, it's kind of your thing. What do you make of Donald Trump's latest magic act, and that is his ability to get Democrats to say good things about Iran? Like, you know, defend Iran. I mean, what do you, this seems like Maestro Trump strikes again, doesn't it?
Well, I would say that they've been pro-Iran now for a while. When you look at the Iranian nuclear deal and allowing them to have nukes, we gave them $150 billion to go out and they could sell their oil. We gave them a bunch of money in cash. So, you know, I think there's more to this story about why the Democrats are, you know, pro-Iranian, pro-Shia, if you will. I think we even talked about this one time on the show, Scott, where I talked about, hey, look, there's a lot of kind of nefarious things that can go on in a country like that. And so, you know, we'll see what President Trump shakes out of there. But, I mean, the Iran deal was so bad. And you and I talked about this a lot when Kevin Cramer was running for Senate about how a lot of that money was being used to kill American soldiers with IEDs. And still people in the state supported it.
So true. How about your buddy Lindsey Graham and the battle over impeachment? Are they going to have a hearing, or is it going to go away, or what's going to happen here?
I don't know when Pelosi's going to dump the articles over to the Senate. Do you?
Seems to me that she realizes they've got a bad hand, and she clearly is trying to negotiate by holding them up, but it's not working. And I think they look weaker and weaker all the time. If I were the Democrats, I'd say, you know what? There's an election in November. We got a serious military situation here. It's no time for this. We'll rise above it. This is going to go away.
Put the country above their own power? Come on, Scotty.
I know. Not to mention, a half of their base would go absolutely, you know, to the apocalypse mode politically. So that'd be the other tough thing. Watch Chris tonight, KX4, and West Dakota Fox Point of View. Christopher, thank you, sir. Make 2020 the year you see Scandinavia. The Scandinavia Tour is coming May 10th from Juven Tours and Travel, the premier operator of Scandinavian tours in the Upper Midwest. May 10th through the 23rd, the Scandinavia Tour, very popular. May 25th, the official Norsk Høstfest Norway Tour. May 25th to June 7th. The Norway Luxury Tour 1 is June 1st to June 14th. The 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour 2, July 20th to August 4th, is great fun. And the best of Norway is August 10th through August 22nd. There's something for everyone. And the best part about Juven Tours and Travel and their tours of Scandinavia, you don't just see the awesome beauty, the fjords, the waterfalls, the mountains. You meet the people, and their memories last a lifetime. Call Juven Tours and Travel today for more information. Hurry, these tours are filling up. 237-9000, 701-237-9000, or toll free at 800-343-0093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Accused by dozens of women of sexual misconduct, Harvey Weinstein, the disgraced former Hollywood mogul, is now in a New York City courtroom where jury selection is getting underway in his sex assault trial concerning allegations from two of those women. Supporters of the alleged victims gathering outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. This woman says,
I'm just here to bear witness to this first day of what could potentially be the trial of the century, or is certainly the trial of my lifetime.
Jury selection could take a couple of weeks, the trial itself about 2 months. Weinstein claims the sexual activity was always consensual. A 5.8 magnitude earthquake on Puerto Rico's southeast coast this morning have caused building collapses, but we still have no word on any injuries or fatalities.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To a crawfish bowl. Don't wash drinks while you're changing the oil. When you find yourself dating the bridesmaid, you accidentally bring him to the wedding.
If you kind of miss the Christmas music.
Go, you did your bride, and you
hate to turn the page. You know? But it's time, I guess.
Yeah, we can start playing some Irish music, get you ready for St. Paddy's Day.
There you go.
Like that,
you know. Yeah, now you're talking. We should probably play some Frisco music this week, huh?
That'd be a good idea.
I don't know what Frisco music is. Something with Texas, some with football. Are you ready? Get a little Hank Jr. going.
You bet.
Yeah. Are you ready? How'd I do on that?
Awesome football.
Football. Exactly right.
Be a tough weekend. Steve's wondering how he's going to get from Frisco, the Bison game, to find a TV in time to watch the San Fran Viking game.
Ooh.
Which is a problem, yeah. I'd like to have, but, you know.
Prediction on the Vikes game against San Fran? Surprising?
We're sure capable of that.
Prediction?
I am not going to make any predictions.
You are now. You
went. Nope.
Easy yellow.
Not going to go there.
Easy yellow. Todd,
yep.
Todd, how about you? Make a prediction?
What? Here's the thing. You know, we listen to every prediction on the Vikings Saints. How many got it right?
Well, there you go.
Boy, these guys are just like a couple politicians crying out loud.
Well,
try and get an answer to a question.
Obviously, obviously with the Bison, I've already placed a bet with our iHeart counterparts, the area president over there.
That's a good idea.
Shenandoah Valley's a good friend of mine. So.
I wonder if Mark Davis would be up for that. Well, no, but that's Virginia. He's in Texas. That's right. I'll figure that out.
I'll give you a prediction. I got to pick the Bikes to win just because they're my team, but they don't. Another game, it could go to OT, but it'll be by three. It'll be if it's a good close game, we could win that, and if we do, we win by 27-24.
I have a prediction for you, and that is if you have a diesel semi truck, pickup truck, tractor,
I know Segways are for kids,
and it's not working too well, then you want to call Dak Diesel,
yeah.
And it'll work great again. They're making diesel great again. That's what they do. The red hats will follow soon.
I like that
at Dak Diesel. So call them 701. 701-258-5011 for all of your repair and maintenance needs on your diesel vehicle. They're in Bismarck. They service vehicles from all over. They do house calls. They do it all. They come to your farm. Come to your ranch. Come to your business. Semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, and ask about the additive they have now. All kinds of different ideas to get you better mileage. It is working for a lot of folks. 701-258-5011. I was at the University of North Dakota hockey games this weekend. It was a reunion, by the way, for 2000 national championship team. So a 20-year reunion, that's what I'm trying to say. And coming up in February, the 1980 reunion team is going to be fun. Late February, so that'll be fantastic. But it's nice, they put them on the ice, and the guys are all there with their families and having different events and skating on the same ice. And, you know, just a lot of fun. So it was a great time. And I enjoyed it mightily. And, you know, when you see all the gear that the guys are wearing, It's all the logo that is most famous, I think, associated with the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. There was one that they borrowed for a time from the Blackhawks. They just reversed the way the figure was looking. But the one that was really the one was the one done by Bennett Breen. And I've wanted to interview him for a long time, so I contacted him the other day and asked if he'd come chat with us a little bit and talk about his good work. Bennett, how are you doing?
Hey, pretty good. Vikes by 7 at least.
Thank you for making a solid prediction. That's great. Yeah, you're going to go all Vikes, huh?
Oh, heck yeah, man. You know that.
Oh, I love it. Now, so I've sort of heard this story over the years, and I don't know how much of it has grown, but I know Tom Clifford was involved and Earl Strinnan was involved in a conversation. I don't know if you came to them or they came to you or what, but how did it start? How did that famous, beautiful, wonderful logo begin to end up on your drawing board?
Earl Strinnan, he contacted me once, and he wanted wanted me to do one, so I said yeah, and so I figured I'd do maybe 5 of them and have him pick one out, you know. But the first one I showed him, he said, "We'll take it," and that was it, you know.
Well, it was beautiful, and you've told the story before. About the significance of this, and folks that are not Native American might not realize the significance and what these various colors mean and whatnot. But bring us into a little bit of the, you know, logo beyond what we would see in the logo and in the meaning of the logo.
You want to know what the meaning was, huh? Well, yeah, there's different ways to kind of look at it, I guess. As a Sioux warrior, the feathers would stand for something, you know, different, you know, like something in battle or stuff like that, really honorable, brave things done. But for the university, I kind of had the feathers stand for maybe getting your degree, you know, deciding to better yourself. Honorable things done nowadays, you know, is different than the battle days, you know.
Interesting.
And, the colors, well, green is for growth, you know, like maybe getting a degree, the gift of the earth, yellow for the sun's warmth and light, necessary as we continue our life's journey, you know, each individual, white, purity of mind, respect for life and respect for all peoples. Red is for our ancestors, the lifeblood given us by, you know, our creator and that of our ancestors, what they went through, who sacrificed that we might, you know, be here at this moment in time. And, the feathers are for brave and honorable things achieved in one's life. You know, just helping somebody on the side of the road, you know, giving your life for your tribe, your people, your family. Yeah, it's an all-around great, great symbol, man, you know.
It is. There's a guide to life in that is part of, obviously, a pride amongst those who put it on. I mean, having known so many University of North Dakota athletes over the years and know the pride they took in that logo, that jersey, that and logo is the wrong word because, you know, sometimes they get people, you know, think, well, we're not reduced to a logo. Well, it's a symbol, right? It's whatever you want to call it. The point is there's a lot there and it means so much to the people that put it on. It certainly would never be considered something derogatory. Yet the NCAA and all of their what do they have at the NCAA? A lot of wisdom. All of their wisdom, they said that was hostile and abusive. First time you heard that, what did you think that work of yours was hostile and abusive?
Oh, they're such fools, man. You know, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just crazy how, you know, good is bad and bad is good nowadays. You know, and I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just crazy. I just couldn't understand it. You know, it's there's nothing hostile. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's all honorable, you know. And, man, yeah, it just threw me for a loop when I heard that kind of crap, you know.
So this weekend, I'm at the University of North Dakota, at the Ralph Engelstad Arena, Sioux Shop, they call it. It's still the Sioux Shop, by the way. And you go in there, and there is unbelievable merchandise. I mean, really, really nice merchandise. And a lot to choose from. But the giant crowds within the crowds. So you go in, there's always a ton of people, and they're kind of moving around trying to get there. the crowds always go to the legacy stuff, which includes, Bennett's logo on items. And that's still by far the most popular. Now, they buy very little of it. They only buy enough to keep it. I happen to think you ought to have the trademark back myself. You designed it, after all. And we'd see a lot more options out there for that particular logo. Again, no offense or no quest to have the name back or anything like that, just to honor that history, but also, as you say, honor everything on the logo as well. But it's still wildly popular, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Yeah, I'm in the middle of doing like a series of paintings, a Sioux series or whatever, and it's the basic design of every painting of the Sioux series is the logo or the symbol, and then I just kind of just go from there, man. They're all different. They got to be different, of course, but yeah, man, I'm getting back into painting. From when I was in college, I kind of went into sculpture more, like that rebar stuff, and that, that pays the bills a little better. You know, you get a little more money for something large, life size and above or bigger, than you do for a drawing or a painting, and so I've been doing sculpture. Well, that Bison, I started in 84, got on the Capitol in 86 in Bismarck, and then I just kind of went with sculpture, and recently I got darn arthritis, so I figured I'd start painting again, and I thought, well, heck, maybe I'll try to do a Fighting Sioux one and put some twists into it, different color combinations, kind of like a cubism style is what I would paint with when I started painting. I like the realism, the abstraction, and the Sioux series are kind of going pretty good, man. I'm working on one right now, actually, for a bar in Grafton.
That is fantastic. How do folks get a hold of you if they want to have you do something for them?
Well, my name's in the book, if people actually out there know what the book means anymore. I'm not sure, we had a party line when I was growing up, man, in Belkert, like 16 people on our line or something, our neighbors, but yeah, the book or Facebook, somebody recently dropped my phone in the toilet, accidentally, of course, so that's out right now, but we'll get that back. But I was on, I'm on Facebook or the book, the telephone book. And general delivery, Bennett Breen, Belkert, North Dakota. You could write. I do snail mail still, all that kind of stuff. I got to get into this darn technology stuff to update, like my old 35.
No, I'm actually going to follow your lead and dump the phone in the toilet. I think you've got things figured out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've got an old flip phone that went in the toilet and still works, so that may not necessarily kick you out for good.
You got to figure it out.
A bag of rice this morning. We'll see if that pulls it out of it,
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does, yeah, no question about it. Well, you do phenomenal work, and you'll forever be known as the one that that was able to, take all of that pride that those players felt, and I know the elders, we often forget, but it was the elders that came to the president of UND and, now 80 years ago probably, and said, hey, honor us by being called the Fighting Sioux. And so that's how that all started. It was a great alliance between Native American leaders in the school. And for many ways, it's still there. Brad Berry, the coach of the UND hockey team, one time told me, we're always going to be Sioux. We're always going to be Sioux. So whatever we put on, but we're always going to be Sioux. So who knows? Someday somebody might figure that out and everybody can win out of that. But in the meantime, keep up the great work, Bennett. Nice chatting with you.
Pat.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
You betcha. Go Vikes, man.
All right. I'm holding you to that. Yep. I'm holding you to that. 7-7-0. Okay. When we come back, it's a little time to find out what's on your mind.
I love that guy.
Oh, he's best.
I love that guy right there.
If you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount, or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com, locally owned, community driven, your home. The lifetime warranty and sponsor of the hockey rinks of the Starion Sports Complex as well. Indoor used car sales just around the corner, so stand by for that. Shopping in 72-degree comfort when the temperatures start to drop. It's on the way soon, but of course, you can shop at any time, like right now at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, it took a British comedian hosting the Golden Globes last night to talk some common sense into the elite, you know, Hollywood set. In case you missed it, this is epic. Listen to, and we did edit it, just so you know. Here he is.
You say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean...
Okay, wait a minute. Start it over if you want, Kevin, because I should explain. He's talking about... The first thing he's doing is lecturing them about the companies they work for. On screen is Tim Cook, and they're doing movies now and whatnot. But he's talking about the fact that, you know, yeah, they manufacture products, Amazon... sells products that are done in sweatshops. So, you know, who are you working for here? That's the kind of premise of how it starts.
Well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney, If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world.
Thank you. Drop the mic.
Yeah,
somebody had to say it. Finally, it got said.
Then he said the F word. And I couldn't believe some people were actually laughing and sort of almost like agreeing with him. I mean, there was as much silence as I thought there would be.
This just out, Ricky Gervais will never host the Golden Globes again or any other outlet.
Well, you're joking, but that's probably true.
I'm joking, but yeah. that's what I was going to say.
Okay. Here's my favorite part of this. Roll this, and I'll tell you where to pause here. Roll it again.
Oh, roll it again. All right, yeah. Hang on. Let me bring it up here. Right, here we go.
Well, you say you're woke, but the companies you work for, I mean, unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent.
Pause.
You?
Okay, one sec. So there's one example. Is he wrong? If ISIS started a streaming service, would they? Of course they would. It's about money for them.
Yes.
That's all they care about. They don't. And you want an exhibit A? What I'm talking about? Look what they're saying about Iran. They're taking the side of Iran, and all the president of the United States is it took actionable intelligence that said we got a bad actor that's killed hundreds of our soldiers. He wants to take them out or not? Of course, take them out. This is why I love the fact that every Democratic presidential candidate can't say that. Well, fine. I want to know what kind of president we'd have then. Either that or they detest it. But here's the real bottom line on the whole deal, on any expertise from Hollywood. More of this from the British actor.
So, if you do win an award tonight, don't use it as a platform to make a political speech, right? You're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world.
You know nothing about the real world. You fake it for a living. You get a script, and you go say, let's make believe. It's like the make-believe room.
You know what's great is that you got to believe he's looking right at De Niro and those guys. Right when he's saying that, this is beautiful.
Shut up and act.
Yep.
Crying out loud. I have a lot of text here I probably should get to. If you have a quick comment, you can certainly get it in as well at 258-0550. A lot of guests today, so we have a chance to talk with you as much as we like to. Why would you want to bump off terrorists? After all, they had mothers too, I think. I hope that's tongue-in-cheek. Do you people, any text that starts that way is, you know, is going to be beautiful, don't you? Do you people?
Yeah, you people.
Consider impeachment by the House of Representatives also a soft coup? What part of the FBI investigation of the Trump campaign leaked to the public before the election? On the other hand, Trump-friendly FBI leaked Wiener's computer to Comey days before the election, damaging Clinton campaign. There's your conspiracy. Boy, it must be good in la-la land there. Have another sip of coffee filled with something interesting. Texter says, it's amazing how weak the supposed beliefs of Democrats are nowadays. It seems like just the other day they were all angry at the president for not goading a UN ally, Turkey, into a fight. Now they're suddenly the party of peace again when we strike back at an enemy that is actively attacking us. Well said. And you know what? A lot of people don't notice. Or if they notice, they don't pay attention. Because that's a pretty good contrast for the news. Remember Turkey? Yeah. Another says, I suppose we can expect the Tribune to now print a list of teachers being protected by the union who are guilty of sexual misconduct. Maybe there aren't enough pages. I haven't seen the Tribune today, but I assume maybe they're doing something related to what the Fargo Forum did. Well, actually, it wasn't the Fargo Forum or the Bismarck Tribune. It was the Diocese of Fargo that put out a list of priests that had offended, credible accusations of offending someone underage. And this goes back to like the 50s. There has not been any credible, maybe one in 20 years. So these go back, obviously. It didn't make it any better. But I think what the church did was wonderful. I think it's a great thing. You got to have that transparency. You got to own it. And you got to, you know, be out front with it. It's a horrible thing. But this texter's right. If we want to play the numbers game, teachers are having sex with children at a far higher rate than clergy are. So I think the point is, well, you better put a list of teachers that have been And you know,
oh, sure.
And I think that, you know, I know what you're saying there, because every bit as egregious what a member of the clergy doing as a teacher. Just don't harm a child. Please, don't harm a child. Don't harm a child. And don't be quiet about it, for crying out loud. I guess we're out of time, huh, guys?
Looks that way.
Darn it, anyway. Well, we get to do it all over again tomorrow. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.